How's it going?
I do not know how long this little Saigon podcast will last. I made an attempt to be creative today in the midst of all my futile rage, and I can tell you that rage and anger and hate, being most likely not very Christian states of mind, are also not very healthy states of mind. So it's something to remember, you know. Hate is the disease that destroys the self, and ultimately, the people you're disgusted by, the people that bother you, are never impacted by it. So it's always best to bring Christ into your heart and to sort of clean out all that hate. But I don't do a very good job of it. Anyways, like I said, I don't know how long this podcast will be because the topic is hopefully very narrow. I was listening to a YouTube podcast tonight slash video that comes off of the Scariest Movie Ever channel. That's the Scariest Movie Ever. I started watching this channel a few months ago, and I find the creator of this channel to be very interesting and to have some depth. And certainly the message is sort of, focused around spiritual warfare. So if you're not a Christian, if you're not religious, I'm not really sure how much you'll get out of it, but I kind of like it, and it's not a bad channel. That being said, this particular YouTuber had a video recently that dealt with the cover of The Economist's World in 2019. So it's a specific issue called The World in 2019. I don't know when it gets issued. I haven't read The Economist in a long time, certainly not since I was in college or graduate school, and I frankly don't consider it to be one of my favorite rags. But the cover of The World in 2019, and you can go to it now, has a lot of interesting symbology on it. And I'm not going to go into all the symbology because, like I said, the YouTuber, the Scariest Movie Ever, actually does a really great job of covering a lot of this symbolism. But, I live in Seattle, Little Saigon, Seattle. Not next to, but not that many tens of miles away from Mount Rainier. I suppose I'm 50 or 60 miles, maybe 70 miles from Mount Rainier. I haven't really measured it, don't care to. What I do know is that according to a lot of news that's been about in recent years, if Mount Rainier popped off, something called a lahar, moving several hundred miles an hour, would supposedly wipe out Olympia, Tacoma, and perhaps parts of Seattle. A lahar is really just a mixture of mud and ash and dust and water, a wave of riprap and crap moving at hundreds of miles an hour that just isn't survivable. Think of it as a tidal wave of crap, dust and crap and mud and heat and smoke moving hundreds and hundreds of miles an hour. So if you go to The Economist, The World in 2019, and you take a look at that, the cover, because there's two covers. One is just black and white, and then there's the one that looks to be issued. There's actually what looks to be, in my opinion, and I could be wrong, I could be mistaken, but there looks to be on the cover a silhouette of Mount Rainier. In fact, it doesn't look ambiguous at all. It looks exactly like Mount Rainier. And I was thinking, well, I wonder if this is one of those cases of where when people talk about lesser magic and predictive programming and whatnot, I wonder if this is one of those cases of where they're telegraphing, they're telling you what they intend to do. And I don't know if I want to go down the rabbit hole of seismic weapons and whatnot. I'm not even sure I believe that nonsense. But Mount Rainier has periodically throughout history exploded. And it's a bit chilling to see the silhouette and ask yourself, why is it there? Because it seems so out of place. Hold on a second. I'm going to take a sip of coffee. Yeah, it totally seems out of place. And before I get too far down the road, I want to apologize for that harmonica playing. I know it's abysmal, but I don't know. The world's an abysmal place. So yeah, the cover of The World in 2019, The Economist magazine, has a lot of symbols on it. It has a version of the, what is it, the Vitruvian man, amongst other things. But it has what seems to me to be unconfused, difficult to interpret or misinterpret, picture of Mount Rainier, a little silhouette, a little sketch of Mount Rainier. Now, does this mean that Mount Rainier is going to blow up in 2019? I don't know. I don't know. I roll my eyes not because I don't believe in the occult, because the occult simply means hidden. That's what the word means. When someone says an occultation, it means something that is hidden. That's all. It sounds scary to say the occult, but if you know it as just the hidden, then really all you're saying is something that has not been revealed. So when it comes to stuff like this, I don't know what to say. I think that people that quote unquote run the world have very little interest in telling us what's actually going on. So I'm more inclined to believe that this stuff's a kind of psyop confusion fest than anything real. I have a hard time believing that they would actually put their plans on a dollar bill or put their plans on the cover of an Economist magazine. And when you consider that there was a lot of paranoia. I think it was the 1988 cover of The Economist magazine that talked about, the whole one world currency. And again, people a number of years ago said, "Holy crap, in 1988, The Economist said there'd be one world currency and it's going to happen in 2018." And it's like, okay, but it really didn't happen. So how am I supposed to interpret that? Am I supposed to say, well, sometimes they get it wrong or the good guys are winning? Folks, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump or didn't vote for Donald Trump, but I don't put Donald Trump ever, ever in the category of good guy. That doesn't mean Hillary Clinton was the good guy. I will tell you, there probably aren't any good guys at that particular on that particular level or ledge or plane. These folks are pretty much all equally terrible. And so, yeah, there's a lot about the occult that I'm open-minded to, but I also have to ask myself, when do we hold people accountable? It kind of reminds me of this dude. I think his last name is Hoag. And he periodically, well, I don't even know if he's still alive, but he would periodically sort of republish his interpretations of Nostradamus. And it was one of my inspirations for writing Clownadamas was because, I figured, well, what the hell, if Nostradamus can write crazy ass shit that sounds kind of profound, maybe I can do some pseudo automatic writing and write some crazy ass shit that sort of sounds profound. But I also decided that it would be cruel to make it too serious, so I had to call it Clownadamas. Like, you don't want to do that and take it too seriously, because then you're being a real creep. That being said, it reminded me of that Hoag dude because he would periodically rewrite his books about Nostradamus to fit the narrative. Whereas I think when it comes to predictions, you should stick to them. Sometimes you get them right, sometimes you get them wrong. For example, in 2012, and I actually have this in my PDF of my blog because my original blog no longer exists, but in 2012, I had made the prediction that 5 years later, China was probably at risk for civil war. And my reasons had to do with the very things at work. China has a lopsided economy. China's been undergoing what's called, the first half of the J curve, according to the Davies theory, which says that when a population goes through an incredible increase in standards of living and then suffers a setback, that is actually when you're at risk for insurrection, according to Davies. And I think he's basically right. People don't think in terms of, well, we're so much better off than we were 100 years ago. That's not how people think. I've covered this before. If you look at the middle class in France in 1789, even with all the bullshit, they were still better off than the middle class 100 years earlier. But that's not how people think. They don't say to themselves, holy shit, even though I'm going down, my altitude is still higher than my great great, grandpa Jim. No, what they're seeing is a vertical shear. What they're seeing is a cliff. They don't think in terms of we're still better off than we were 100 years ago. They think in terms of holy fuck, we're losing ground. So yeah, in 2012, I made the prediction that for a number of reasons, China could very well suffer a civil war 5 years later. Now, that would have been 2017. I still think that prediction could hold true. I just think my timing was a bit off. That being said, I'm not a big fan of making predictions and then editing them. You stick to them. You get them right, you get them wrong. You come up with your reasons for them, you learn from them. But you don't go back and say, well, I'll edit my prediction to fit reality, because then you're not really making predictions, you're just a bullshit artist. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to be incorrect. In fact, when it comes to horrible shit, when it comes to truly monstrous, horrible, fucked up shit, it is so okay to be wrong. I would just as soon be wrong, when it comes to the future. Now, I have had a rather bleak view of the future ever since I was a kid. But it's hard to say what that was a result of. Was it a result of some understanding or intuition? Or was it a result of a childhood that wasn't really that happy? This is where you have to be willing to deconstruct yourself. You have to be willing to ask questions about your own perspective, your own psychology. Anyways, I'm going off on a tangent, but my point is, it was really, really creepy because I'd watched this YouTube video from the scariest movie ever. And it was creepy as heck to see that little silhouette of Mount Rainier. I thought to myself, did anyone else catch this? That looks like Mount Rainier looking at it from Seattle. And holy shit, what does that mean? Well, it might not mean anything. It might just be some kind of ridiculous nonsense. If you look at some of my posters on my, my new website, some of them are really strange, especially some of the recent ones. But that doesn't imply that they mean anything. They don't have to have any meaning. And if you want to ascribe meaning to something, go ahead. You can do it yourself, but don't hold me responsible. Anywho, I hope you're having a great Monday night. It's a wonderful Monday evening on this glorious date in December. I think it's December the 3rd, 2018. And yeah, I know we still have a few more weeks. We could still get that one world currency before 2019 to fulfill the prophecy of the 1988 Economist cover, but why don't we just assume that for now that's unlikely to happen? And let's assume and let's hope that Mount Rainier will stay quiet for another, I don't know, decade or two or 100 years or so, or maybe 100,000 years. Have a good one.